Midda decided the time had come to dig in her paws. She acted as spokespiece for her friends.
We don't go ashore without the hare babes, Cap'n. We always stay together, you see.
She watched the hedgehog, who took another change of temperament. He pulled the dagger from the mast, freeing Calla and Erfa with a few slashes. His tone was quite level as he pointed the dagger at Midda.
Right, all ashore, and you can stow that cap'n talk. It don't fool me. This is my island, and you'll stop on it for as long as I like, see?
Midda faced him squarely.
You've got no right to keep us prisoners. We're free creatures now.
Triggert smiled nastily, cocking his sparsely quilled head to one side.
You made a bargain, and I'm keeping you to it after helping you to escape the ravages.
Then his demeanour underwent another change. He began his shuffling jig once more, cackling as he twirled the dagger and waved his ash staff.
Think you can escape my island, don't you? Ha ha ha, just watch this.
He swished one end of his staff in the water, calling,
Come on, me beauties, come to old Uncle Triggert, come, come.
Upending the reed snare net, he shook out numerous small fish, mainly minnows and sticklebacks. There was a frightening rush of water on and below the surface, with dorsal fins showing clearly. Almost a score of big pike, those voracious freshwater predators, were there, leaping and splashing in a feeding frenzy, their large sharp-toothed mouths snapping and slashing as they tore the small fish into shreds and devoured them. With a swift move, Triggert seized Diggler and held him over the roiling surface of the water. The mouse babes screamed. Pike were leaping up, trying to grab him. Tura shouted,
All right, all right. We'll do as you say, sir. Give Diggler back. We'll obey you, I swear we will.
The mad hog tossed the mouse babe carelessly back onto the bank.
I knew you'd see things my way, but just keep in mind, I can call on my friends any time.
Midda bowed her head.
What do you want us to do?
Triggert scratched his chin, causing a few spikes to drop off it.
What do I want? Let me see.
He swept over them with a grand wave of his ash staff.
I want yous to build me a house. Aye, a nice big house.
Ginty Witherspike looked concerned.
But we don't know anything about building houses.
Tura trod lightly on her footpaw, silencing the hog maid.
Why, you think we can manage that? Now, what sort of house will you be wanting?
Triggert repeated.
A nice, big house.
Tura adopted the air of one who had been building houses all her life.
You want it made of wood or stone? How many rooms must it have? Do you want windows? Would you like a bark shingle roof or woven reeds?